Well, gentlemen, it's a big day today for me, okay? I don't think I've shared this with you, but today, you know, I'm a police and fire commissioner for the city of Altoona, and today I get to shadow a police officer for the entire day, and I'm very excited.
Do you do this once a year?
I do this a couple of times a year. Every so often.
I remember you did it last time. So, okay.
Yes, I did it last winter. So every so often I do this. So I'm doing this today, and as a woman, it's very important. It's like, okay, what do I wear?
Mm-hmm.
What do I wear? Because I need to wear something that's professional looking, but yet versatile, because who knows what I'll be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to find just the right thing today. Well, I pull these pants out and I'm like, these pants are perfect.
Except for police commissioner pants?
Yes. Except for upon further examination, the pockets are all stitched closed.
Mm.
Why do they
do this? Women in their pockets. That's a whole issue.
Why do they do that?
Well, I don't know.
The front pockets aren't even pockets. They're just fake. And then the back pockets look like pockets that are stitched closed. But I couldn't figure out how to unstitch them.
Mm.
So my husband's in bed still as I'm getting ready to go. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. What am I going to do? My pockets are stitched closed. I can't figure out how to, like, cut the, you know, which threads do you cut without ruining your pants?
Mm-hmm.
My husband's profound advice this morning, he says, what you need is a bindle stick.
I don't know what it is, but I want one.
And it doesn't surprise me.
Do either of you know what it is?
No, and it doesn't surprise me that Dean knows about it. And he's a man, he knows his tools.
I'm just thinking that he's lying in bed and you're kind of MacGyver. It's like, cut the right wire. It's like,
yes,
what thread
exactly
do I snip here?
So the man tells me, what you need is a bindle stick. And I immediately start laughing. I'm like, what is that? He's like, you know, it's the stick with the cloth on the end, and you bundle everything into the cloth and tie it to the stick. Like hobos use. I'm like, yeah, babe, a bindle stick. It would solve all my problems. He's like, it's like a fanny pack, but more versatile.
Yeah.
I believe that's going to be the hot seller for Christmas.
Yeah, there you go. So,
you heard it here first. Bindle sticks, Oprah's favorite things. We've got the wake-up shows.
He messaged me and said, it's a fanny pack of the early 20th century. I think they could make a comeback in fashion, and you could be on the leading edge.
He's right, though. It would help. I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for bindle. Two hobos walking along railroad tracks after putting off a train. One is carrying a bindle.
Hobos, hipsters, same difference.
Yes.
I don't think that's the impression that I want to make.
No.
No,
as a police
could he make them on his lathe?
Oh,
like,
I'm sure he could have.
Dean's bindle sticks.
He could
hand-turn bindle sticks.
Oh, and I could sew the little pouch.
We will be taking orders forthwith.
And the officer then would say, what kind of stick do you have there?
Yeah.
WWIB. So there it was, Saturday afternoon. Wisconsin at Ohio State. They played pretty well in the first half. Caleb, you got to grant that, right?
Yeah. The wheels kind of came off in the second.
And so it was still competitive at this point. It's first half. And my wife and I, whatever had sparked, it's midday. This game started about 11 in the morning. And so whatever conversation had arose, and I'd been away much of the morning prior to that, a couple of different gatherings with guys, and took care of the car at the mechanic. And so something arose. But then as we're about to embark on something and she's about to say something, it was 4th and 1. It was Wisconsin at Ohio State, the biggest game on the Big Ten calendar. And it was 4th and 1. So sometimes I might just let it go and pretend I was listening. But, I mean, I just chose to try to say, honey, could you just hold on? It's 4th and 1. And she said, I don't care that it's 4th and 1.
Yeah.
And she said,
I see that.
And she threw it out that because I've talked about she loves her dog more, her poodle, Wesley. And she's like, yeah, the poodle comes first for me. The dog comes first for me, and the badgers come first for you. So what about the challenges of marital communication when something like you're watching sports?
My initial reaction to that was, what about the Packers? Where do the Bucks and Brewers fit in?
Yeah, right.
But anyway.
I think there was another comment the other day, maybe even last night, actually, when I put the Monday Night Football game on the radio, and just I heard her say, oh, more football. And so I shut it off.
I will say,
good times.
As a younger married person, discretion is sort of the better part of valor.
Yeah.
And so there have been times when, for instance, I couldn't be watching my beloved Packers, and we may have been listening to
them
on the radio, and there may have been critical junctures of the game, and my lovely wife may have been talking during that critical juncture of the game again, when I can't sort of, like, be nodding while also sort of looking around and looking at the TV.
Sure.
With radio, it's all you've got.
Yeah.
And so there are certain things when we're driving where I can subtly, like, turn the volume up on my steering wheel, even after
she's
turned it down.
No! Dean always tells me that his favorite part of me being on radio is that he has a volume control for me. Oh.
That you get some of your words out, too, right?
Well, that I get my words out, too. Yeah. You got to get your talks out, he says.
Yeah.
He can always tell when I have a day off.
Yeah. So would I have been better? Any coaching tips? Would it have been better to just
turn off the game and listen to your
and
wife?
Not turn off the game. I mean, the game was on. It was the Badgers in Ohio State. It was so
I would say there's a beautiful thing called replay. So even if you miss it live in the moment, at least you'll be able to see what happened. But I think maybe the consensus, at least from this half of the table in our studios, would be maybe put the wife before the football.
Don't say, honey, it's fourth and one. Can you hold on?
Okay, I wouldn't even know what that means.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh,
you get four downs to get 10 yards. And they were at fourth down, and they needed to get one more yard. And if they don't do it, then they give up the ball. So that was pretty crucial.
Very crucial.
And actually, they got it that particular time.
Yeah. I remember because I was watching.
There we go.
With my view unobstructed.
But not in the middle of a marital conversation, apparently.
We love our spouses.
And we love our sports. But we got to get them in order. Got to get them in the right order. Laura Story, help us out here.
So yesterday, we were given this amazing cake.
Yeah.
And I heard so many great comments about it. It was a cake that I believe Cody brought in.
Cody
for
and
us.
Cassie.
We decimated the cake.
I took the first corner piece. And again, while I was eating it, just some I'm like, oh, let's just be honest. And I told this to Sue Stewart and others. And I'm like, we eat cake as an excuse to eat frosting.
Yeah.
I mean, that
you
was
told
just
me that
readily
too.
Apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling everybody who'd listen.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
So
and it's largely gone at this point.
It was slow
so
to start, but then the cake has been decimated.
Mm-hmm.
For lack of
I have a certain amount of resolve early in the day.
Mm.
But again, like, I'm in the office for a fairly long amount of time. So late in the day, resolve was growing thin and that frosting was looking better and better.
Yeah.
And also, it's delicious. There's part of it that's blue. The shells are blue. And it turned my teeth blue. So, I mean, there were no...
There was no hiding
There
that.
Was no hiding the fact that, you know, because again, I came home for kind of a late lunch yesterday, and my wife was like, did you eat? And I was like, yeah.
A little bit of cake, yeah, right.
More than a little bit. Thank you, Cody. It was fantastic.
Delicious.
You got to try a little coffee with a little bit of Hillary's cream and maybe a tad of sugar in there, too.
Little bit. So, but that being said, Michelle started this movement a while ago. She kind of broached me about this and said, I think we should make November No Sugar November. And I was kind
of
like,
sugar ember.
No sugar ember. Sure. And so I was like, okay, I can see that. And so then she, like, the momentum is building this no sugar ember.
I could not do that.
So the momentum is building. And I know Caroline is on board. And now we've convinced Caleb
to
join us.
Yeah, Caroline and Michelle kind of tag teamed and said, yeah, you should do this
Yes.
too.
And so I am all in and I'm looking for ideas. And we talked about this yesterday about how, okay, we're going to, in November, we're going to bring in like veggies and hummus or fruit. I'm not going to get rid of natural
sugars. November, just November, because I have to say no to everything I love most in the world, food related.
So what about fruit?
This is just at the office, and then you're okay to eat outside of the office.
No.
I'm going to carry this over into my everyday life.
Yeah.
I think that this is a good thing,
I do not want to be the voice of temptation, but I'm just throwing it out as I ponder it realistically for myself, who at 55, I still largely, by and large, try to just eat what I can and exercise it off.
Yeah, and that's fine if that works for you.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, I think, wow, pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving? I'm not going to have pumpkin pie?
See, this is where I have perhaps drawn a separate line in the sand, because I said... Either I'm going to take a hiatus on Thanksgiving or November's just ending early this year.
Yeah, and I got to agree with
that. Thanksgiving's like the 28th, right? So it's pretty much it's no pretty sugar good. November.
I think that those holidays are
by
adequate cheat days.
Put in,
yes.
Okay,
but
well, there
we go. I'm looking. I'm not going to cut out fruit because, I mean, there's other things in fruit, not just the sugar, but I'm going to cut out.
Okay. Candy bars.
All the other
cookies,
stuff. Candy, cookies, cakes, all of that stuff.
No sugar in your coffee because you just like a boatload of cream.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Very good. Hey, hats off to you.
We're trying, man.
My wife does a lot better at saying no to sugar than I do.
Happens.
Tony says beef sticks every day.
Hey!
Right on, Tony.
Depends. Some of them have sugar.
Don't become a legalist. We're talking exercise.
Yeah, that's right. We talked no sugar not that long ago. Mm-hmm. Let's go all in with
the
fitness.
The leaner, meaner, badder Whip Wake Up Show.
I don't know about batter, but wow.
Batter in a good way.
Okay, batter makes me think of cake, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Cake batter.
How was your daughter's cake, by the way?
Okay, it was delicious.
What kind was really good?
It was, what?
You know what's really good is cake batter dip that you have, like, with vanilla
wafers. I thought you were going to say cake batter frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's good, too.
Solid as well. We may talk about food a lot more than we normally do in November.
No, her cake was delicious. It was a homemade chocolate cake with raspberry between the layers because it was like a round two-layer cake.
She's a baker after your own little
raspberry
heart.
Yeah. Between the layers with a chocolate frosting and swirls of the buttercream chocolate on top and a cherry on top of each one. It was beautiful.
Cody and Cassie, don't be offended. They didn't have some of the cake you brought here because she saved her cake space for that.
For my daughter's cake.
We're supposed to talk exercise.
Oh, yeah, fitness.
All I'm talking is cake.
Oh, yeah, fitness.
Working it off.
When it comes to boosting your mood, research is suggesting that exercise is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, the feel-good feeling that workouts bring, it says, isn't just for an hour or two, but they can improve your mood immediately, and those improvements can last up to 12 hours.
Endorphins.
Can I just
get an endorphins patch?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That would be nice. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I always do really feel much better after I exercise.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just the motivation again. If it's coming in the evening after a work day, trying to get started. And so I've started trying to use my kids to help me. It's like, who wants to do a workout with daddy? It may just be 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if they will do it along with me,
right.
It's huge. And so we were doing like these jumping jacks and kicks yesterday too. And even the baby was doing them. So
my daughter's in show choir, and they do this, like, 40-minute workout as part of their training as part of their training for show choir. They had, last week, the school superintendent, the school principal, and the school resource officer come in and do their workout with them. I mean, I'm going to see these people today, but I was told they were very, very sore afterwards, and one of them was like, I can't lift my arms anymore. I'll leave that one nameless, but I can't wait to discuss that with them today. So, yeah, work out, man. It boosts your mood. 12 hours. It's good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your health. It's good for your mental capacities.
It's good for, again,
I should put my actions where my mouth is at this point because I haven't worked out in a while, but it's all good.
No, I mean, and dieting and exercise, too. It's good physically and spiritually, too, saying no to things that aren't so good and saying yes to things that we know we should do even though they're difficult. So.
Right. And moderation. I mean, moderation for sure. You can have things in moderation.
You better believe I'm going to have a slice of French silk pie on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
French silk. You get French. I mean, pumpkin. I usually
pumpkin.
French silk. I want to go to your Thanksgiving.